Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Recording the new season of 1990s Problems. How are you doing? Oh, did you miss us? No, not probably. But here's another show you forgot you were subscribed to.
That's how easy parody songs are. Ali Plum.
Good, Ross Drummond.
Thank you.
You're listening to the 99's Problems podcast, starring
Ali Plum
and
Ross Drummond.
Yes. We talk about 99's TV shows. You listen to us talking about 99's
TV shows.
In your
ears.
That's pretty much it. This episode is about
Rugrats.
Rugrats, yeah, it's about Rugrats, which was a TV show that was on in the 90s.
Would you say you're a Rugrat, Ali?
I think at one point in my life...
You're a bit of a Rugrat?
I was of an age where someone could call me a Rugrat.
You're a Rugrat, man.
But no, I wouldn't say I'm a Rugrat. Let's kick things off with the theme tune that you so adequately spoofed.
You ready?
Ready, drum roll. I reckon if you put a beat on that, that would go fucking mental.
I've never taken ketamine.
Have you never?
But I imagine if I was in
like
a K-hole,
yeah.
That's what it sounds like. just dark, man. It's fucking heavy. I can't stand it.
Before we dig in to Rugrats.
Put your shovel down.
Which sounds like a fantastic meal we're about to consume.
Yeah.
Of infant... What are we drinking? Who are we sponsored by?
Tonight, we're sponsored by... Well, I'm drinking water, which is just from our great Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
He wears a lot of money. A lot of cash dollars.
But I'm not drinking water. I like to enjoy Montano Sidro Italiano.
I'm sponsored by beer that I had in my fridge. It could be Heineken. I can't remember.
It's a Heine. Hooray. But it's not a tiny Heine. It's a big old bottle. If you were in America, you'd probably call that a 40.
Is that what they say?
Yeah, you buy a 40-ounce beer. That's like a big bottle of beer.
You know you're in America when you order liquids in an ounce.
Yeah, wait, that's heavy. I want that
I'll have 8 kilos.
I want that heavy beer.
So that's who we're sponsored by. We are
delicious. I'm going to drink a drink of this. It's nice, this Italian cider.
Whilst you have that drink, I'm going to give you what I'm going to call the fact bomb for Rugrats, because we're obviously just here to talk shit about this show. But
you love it.
We need to lay out the carpet for it. We need to lay the land, all that crap. Here it is. Rugrats is an American animated TV series created by some people for Nickelodeon. This
Nickelodeon.
It focuses on a group of toddlers, most prominently Tommy, Chucky, Phil, Lil, and Angelica, and their day-to-day lives, usually involving common life experiences that become adventures in the babies' imaginations. Adults in the series are almost always unaware of what the children
are up to. It's like other programs where when people turn their back, like The Borrowers...
And they just scamper.
Or like Toy Story.
Yeah, it's a Toy Story thing. I'd say that. They had 9 seasons, 172 episodes. The only other Nickelodeon show to have more episodes.
Than the 100 Club. Sabrina.
No. Cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
More recent. SpongeBob SquarePants.
SpongeBob, of course. There's a Nickelodeon shop now in Leicester Square, isn't there?
Is that so?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, it's next to the other thing that I'll never understand, which is M&M World. Yeah.
I don't understand M&M World. Was that a big thing for Brits?
No, I've had this conversation in several different countries with several different people, and in not one country has anyone ever been able to say to me, you know what, you're right, it's weird. They're just like, yeah, M&M's. It's like, it's not the most popular chocolate.
No. It's not even a British sweet.
It's not a British sweet, but people lose their fucking mind.
But they want like an M&M's. If they had an M&M's Rugrats crossover, if Nickelodeon M&M's could get together, I'd be
M&M's Rugs.
Okay, so that's M&M's cross with Rugrats. That's kind of silly, fun, fine. But people walk around with like plastic M&M dispensers that look like armed guards outside of Buckingham Palace.
Yes.
I don't.
Well, I just, how was London? How was London? It was lovely. We went to M&M World. Why? There's not a question that anyone asks after that, but they should.
They really should.
Why did you go there?
Why?
With a high-pitched voice.
If you went to Nickelodeon World in London,
it was just sell SpongeBob SquarePants stuff.
Does it really?
Well, I would, because I've not been in, but I looked at it and I thought I'd like to go in there because maybe they have some cool like
much
retro
1990s problems.
Yeah, some 90s stuff. You know,
like that awesome Tool Time shirt you got.
Like
me.
The Tool Time shirt I got you. I got a Boy Meets World T-shirt the other day. These are things I bought.
So there's a chance.
There's a chance, oui.
Speaking of chance,
it's
actually, as we're doing this little segue into specialised shops for merchandise around London, in Covent Garden there's a Tintin shop.
Yes, there is.
Which is tiny, it's like a tiny
cupboard. Went into the Tintin shop the first time I ever came to London.
Wow.
Because I love Tintin.
When you were like 4?
When I was about 6 months old.
Should we go again together when we do the Tintin episode?
It's quite, it's quite underwhelming.
I reckon we should do an underwhelming Tintin podcast.
Tintin.
And then halfway through, we go, right, we're going to go live as you and I walk around.
Go into that shop and be like, hey.
And just start going up to things.
Only if I can call you Snowy.
Okay.
Fine. Deal. Good. We're in. Let's go. Right,
going back to the fact bomb. 9 seasons, 172 episodes.
Big gap between those episodes, though.
Yes, there were kind of chunks of seasons that came and went. There was also a kind of all grown-up celebration for the 10th anniversary in 2001, which is really weird, called All Growed Up.
Isn't it called All Grown Up?
Yes, the TV show is called All Grown Up.
Yeah.
Jokey, because the thing about all the toddlers is they all speak in the most insufferable...
You said jokey as well.
Like,
oh, the jokey! Yeah,
no, they don't say spaghetti, they say spaghetti, or obviously it's just all
spaghetti the joke.
Is there a joke?
No.
There are whole minutes where you go, oh yeah, this is meant to be funny. Anyway, so Rugrats is a humongous institution. People
love it.
Love
when
it.
When I talk to people, I was like, oh, I'm going to go record about Rugrats. They're like, oh my God. Those people don't remember watching it.
I think they do remember watching it, but they watched it at just the right point.
I don't know what point that is.
Here's my biggest question for you.
Go on.
What is the age you are meant to watch Rugrats?
This is the thing that today, watching it, I was like...
Who is this for?
Who is it for?
Because it's about toddlers.
It's about toddlers. But
there are adults in it. So there's the inventor
and
dad.
And all the adults...
The sweet redhead mom.
Talk like they're in Friends.
Yes,
they're
like it's quite grown up. It's like
yeah, it's like joke. The jokes aren't like... They're not doing like, it's not like CBBC. It's not like they're doing fart jokes or anything like that. They're literally just like, oh yeah, the promotion, hey, and it's like, oh, the promotion, yeah, your helicopters are gonna take off, you know.
I don't understand it. There is a real just clash between,
there's a disconnect.
That's it, that's the word.
Thank you.
And so there's his parents, the nice redhead mom who's very like kind of,
she's a writer.
Yeah, she's got loads of books.
She's a TV. Very she wants to write for TV.
And there's, ironically, and there's the inventor dad who's always coming up with
Stu.
A contraption. There's grandpa. He's like a
racist old man. His entire dialogue is shouted. Shouting. I mean, his script must just have all been caps locked.
That would make sense.
I remember you! I like wrestling! Yeah.
There's him, and he is often lumbered with babysitting these kids.
Yeah.
Then you've got the, I think it's the mum sister.
And everything's stereotypical.
I'm going to get this wrong. I will get this wrong. But I think it's the mum sister who has the cousins, the twins.
Dylan. No, the mum sister is Angelica. No. The mum Stu's brother is Angelica's dad.
Right.
And Angelica's mum is like the, she's like the super highfalutin,
yeah, she's got a
power woman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She wears a tight skirt.
Angelica's like,
she has a fax machine in her car.
Yeah.
Which is fucking amazing.
It's really important. They turn up late for things and say, I couldn't make it. My mobile telephone
occasion. My pager. I had my pager stuck up my asshole.
My bleeping like was larger than my Uranus.
Yeah.
That kind of shit. It was, that's, there's a whole thing going on there.
Yeah.
Like,
he's a stockbroker, or he's like a banker. Because there's one
Chucky's
episode.
Dad.
Stu. Yes. Angelica's dad. Because, like, Stu, whose brother's called Drew, Stu and Drew, top marks, mom and dad.
Quality. Almost as good as Phil and Lil.
Really took them mere moments to come up with those names. Drew, Stu,
Well, to be fair, they
Dave,
went Stuart and then Drew, and then Maeve. A year later went crap.
And Brap. that was the pets.
Crap and Brap.
Crap and Brap. The dogs. Those are the dogs.
I love the idea of running around like some park going, Brap! Crap! Heel crap.
Anyway, I was like, yeah, go on.
Angelica's a bit older.
She's older. She talks all the time.
Yeah, she speaks.
She's
adult.
Running her trap.
She gets
24/7.
She can speak adult and
manipulates.
She can speak kid. And she kind of treats the kids as.
Yes.
As
that's
like
an interesting point you just made.
Like
she can talk
urchins.
To the children.
And the children can't
talk. So it's like the children can't talk to the adults. So. Well, there's a thing I found that's like a conspiracy theory. It's really fucking dark about Rugrats. But the idea that Angelica can talk to the children is like, in my head, it's like, so you could be like, hey, Angelica, how's it going? She'd be like, hey, I'm fine, thanks. How are you doing? But then turn and talk to babies. What does she talk?
In my mind.
What language does she emit? Yeah, from her mouth.
For me, it's like Dr. Dolittle. So Dr. Dolittle is talking to you, Ross Drummond.
She's Eddie Murphy.
And then turns to a dog and goes...
Yeah.
So, does this mean she's speaking...
Is she like... Konnichiwa. Yeah, does she do that?
I've no idea.
We don't know. We'll never know.
If they ever do like a live-action Rugrats movie...
God save us all.
Yeah.
Run for the hills. I mean, they're not. That's not a thing they would do.
It wouldn't
do. The only thing they do is they do that stupid thing where they just like do like they did with Thunderbirds, which is like that crap CGI.
Like the CGI version that could happen.
They all look like. Well, there's a Nintendo 64 game. I spoke to my friend before I came. I was like, I'm going to go do Rugrats. He's like, I rented the Rugrats game once because there's a Nintendo 64 game for Rugrats where you ran around a theme park. I was like, oh, is it any good? He's like, I don't remember. I rented it and then I found it difficult because it was poorly made.
Ouch. Not finding it difficult because it's like good.
Yeah, it's the worst.
Poorly made.
So, oh,
this is like
this doesn't work. This ladder doesn't work.
Game tie-in all over again.
Mm.
Heartbreaking.
Absolutely.
So let's have a look at what we want to talk about.
Go on.
Let's talk about the voice actors who weren't always the same. Strangely, it's one of those shows where they all try to have the same voice, but there wasn't like a Marge Simpson is always played by so-and-so or Dan Castanella always does Homer. It's not like that. People came and went. It wasn't always in that way. And so Angelica, I think, did have the same voice. But I found her, like, awful. She's like an awful bully. Like a horrible, evil,
yeah, well, they didn't like...
Manipulator.
A lot of the writers hated Angelica.
Did they? How do you know that?
I read this thing.
Well, because to write for her, you have to make her this swine.
Yeah, let me find that for you.
Because she's antagonist and protagonist. Like, she's like a plot driver insofar as that she makes things happen. Like, I saw an episode earlier which was called The Olympics, which feeds into this whole baby talk thing.
Yeah, here you go.
She meets a boy that has their own group of little kids.
Yeah.
And they have their own little baby Olympics.
Yeah.
And she literally says things like, I bet my babies can wrestle mud better than your babies. It's grim.
It's grim. I mean, every single episode has essentially the same premise.
Go on.
You've got... I wrote it down. Hold on. Because I'm terrible with names.
You digested.
Tommy has this, like, idea. Tommy is the main character.
Bald.
He's bald. He never ages throughout a decade of filming.
He's an old man, baby. He looks like an old man.
Old man, baby. He's always got a good idea. He's got some scheme
so
that's going on.
The opening episode, his scheme is to eat dog food.
Dog food. He figures out, he goes, I've watched our dog eat dog food, and he gets to do whatever the fuck he wants.
He literally says that.
He says, how about we all eat dog food, now we can do what we want.
And we'll become dogs.
Yeah, obviously.
Makes sense to me.
The twins, Phil and Lil,
yep.
They just want to get into mischief. They love any opportunity to get sort of filthy. They're disgusting.
Oh, yeah, dirty, muddy.
They just want to get dirty.
The way this show was drawn was quite like, not sloppy, that's not an insult. I mean, no. It's kind of
loosey-goosey.
It's shaky and...
Ooh.
Yeah.
They're desperate to get a bit of mud on their briefs. Chucky, he's just like, oh, you probably shouldn't do that, blah, 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 blah,
oh,
blah.
Oh, yeah, he's
don't
a sensible
do it.
One of the big
Chucky's
specs.
He's a wet lettuce.
He's a well said. He's a big floppy piece
he's
of rocket.
He's a ginger wet lettuce. Hmm. Like, they're playing up to every story. Oh, don't do that. It's a bad idea. And then I've written down here, Angelica, I just wrote the word Satan. She's so unlikable.
She's dreadful.
There's nothing, there's no redeeming qualities about
her.
She's
manipulative.
She's a dick.
She's a dick.
You watch it, you're like, every single episode, this is what I found out. So here you go. So Rugrats was created by Gabor Csupo, forgive me, C-S-U-P-O, and Arlene Clasco. They were husband and wife.
Yeah.
Then. So they did a pilot. All went gravy. Nickelodeon went, let's print this thing up. They added Chucky and Angelica after the pilot.
Interesting.
So we need a wet lettuce. They're like, Nickelodeon exists. Like, we need a wet lettuce. We need somebody fucking pathetic. And we need somebody they absolutely hate. They're like, no worries, Chucky and Angelica. So Paul Germain, who is somebody else. Oh, along with Paul Germain, he's the third guy. Felt that the series needed a bully. Angelica was based on a bully in Germain's childhood, who was a girl. In addition to that, it was Germain who decided that Angelica would be a spoiled brat. Classically, initially did not like Angelica Pickles, but also protested the character's actions in episodes like Barbecue Story, where she throws Tommy's ball over the fence.
What?
In a New Yorker article, Classic said, I think she's a bully. I never liked Angelica.
Boom.
I love the idea that they were in a writer's room. They were just like, guys, I'm just really not comfortable with the direction Angelica's taking in this episode.
She's treading
fine
line.
Look, she took Tommy's ball. That was fine.
She took the ball.
But the last straw, she kicked that motherfucking ball over the fence.
I love the idea of them properly getting steamed up.
Yeah, there. Like, well, literally they did. Like, it says, to help chase out Steve Viskin, one of the writers, would mention that Angelica was the series' J.R. Ewing.
Wow.
Like, go home and watch some episodes of Dallas.
That's incredible.
And then maybe you'll understand Angelica better.
Who shot Angelica?
I would have shot her. Anyone. They'd all been taking pot shots. The grandpa.
I'd certainly use a catapult. Maybe not an actual gun.
Just really unlikable. She breaks her leg.
She blames everything on everyone.
She blames everyone and everyone. She's got no sense of, like, self. She sees that there's an episode where Angelica breaks her leg. Mm. She's like, no one gives her any attention. Her mum and dad don't love her because they've got high-powered
It's bleak for her. Yeah.
Jobs.
She's a product of her environment. She's not Satan insofar
Absolutely.
As that she just became a devil
yeah,
child.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Raised by Satan.
Raised by yuppies. She was
yeah.
raised by
They
yuppies.
Don't care about her. They want to do what they want to do, right? They'll give her a good education, whatever. But she just wants the love. That's all Angelica wants. She doesn't get it. So when she gets dropped off with her auntie and uncle and her granddad, they're not interested. They've got things to do. Grandpa's got to go fishing.
Yeah. Wrestling.
Wrestling.
She was voiced by Cheryl Chase.
Chasey.
The Chasinator.
Yeah.
A weird quirk of fate is that, do you know Debbie Reynolds from Singing in the Rain?
Yeah.
She plays Lulu Pickles, Lou's second wife. She joined the cast in 2000. Debbie Reynolds.
Get herself a job.
What?
That's a voice. Hey, can we have a look at your resume, please?
Yeah, what have you done?
What have you done? Oh,
Debs,
how about this?
Honey, I love the hairband. What have you been in? Here's another little quirk.
A little film called...
Nancy Cartwright.
Mm-hmm.
Voice of Bart Simpson.
Mm-hmm.
Chucky.
Yeah.
She does Chucky.
She does Chucky, yeah.
She does Bart, she does Chucky.
Nice.
Kind of scary that those two are in your head. And Chucky, as you say, was always like, and Bart's always like, cowabunga, I want to do it, you know.
So you've got all these children. These people. Angelica, so yeah, anyway, Angelica's just a bit of an ob. You got the mom and the dad. I love Stew. Stew Pickle is my favorite character.
Stew's the dad.
He's the dad. He's
I like Stew a lot. I remember thinking he's got as a kid.
Purple hair.
Awesome red tie.
He's just coming up.
Like a clown. He looks like a big clown.
Yeah. What I desperately looked for. Excuse me, I yawned.
It's very bad of you.
What I desperately looked for was I thought somebody must have put it together. No one will, and I don't care enough to do it, but a montage of every single invention that he creates episode. Because there's so many. The first episode, so...
It's like a hovercar.
He's obsessed with batteries as well. Everything, he's just like a tech guy. He loves like Engadget, if it was around. He's a lot like Engadget. Mac Rumors.
Yep.
Mac, definitely a Mac guy.
Do you feel for him because you work with Max?
I relate to him a lot, just as a dude that works in IT. I'm like, but yeah, there's one scene... His brother, Stu, sorry, Drew, gives a present to his son, Tommy.
Yep.
It's like a lovely fire engine. He's like, well, that's not going to keep him occupied for very long. It's not no batteries in it. And then he comes out with his hovercraft.
You find out later does work.
Does work.
But he's forgot the batteries.
Forgot the batteries. They're a big thing. And, yeah, he just, like, he reminds me a bit. He talks very quickly and, like, mutters in a bit. You know, is it George Zimmerman in Seinfeld, you know, the owner of the Yankees?
Oh, the one voiced by Larry David.
Larry David. Yeah. Yeah, it's not George Zimmerman. It's George. Anyway, I'll remember it. It's just like him. It's just this, like, ranting, raving Jewish man.
Speaking of Jewish, his parents in the show.
And they're like super stereotypical. Like, see, like, their eyes are like sewn shut.
You read up about the show like, and it gets praised for the Jewish episodes. Because there are episodes that are about Hanukkah and what it is Jewish and heritage. And great, I'm so glad the show has that. But for me, they actually have like, you could hear the dreidel spinning in the background of the music. Like, they have proper oompa band stuff, like accordion music.
Babe,
they go, this cake, it's not good enough.
The chutzpah,
It's the oy vey to the max. Like, and they properly look everything you'd expect someone not to draw a Jewish person as.
I mean, it's like they had a Nazi draw them.
Wow. A Nazi who was taking the time to like really make them look just stereotypical enough.
Yeah. It's like propaganda. Propaganda.
Propaganda.
Propaganda. George Zimmerman is the name of the owner of the Yankees.
Oh, it is George Zimmerman.
It's just I remember forgetting about that and just being like, what?
It's honestly, it blew me away. And obviously, as a child, you have no knowledge.
And it's so slow as well. Like, I watch an episode and it's like not very long.
It's about 20 minutes tops.
But like, fuck me, it lasts for ages.
But it breaks often. It's always on this kind of like seesaw motion of a moral lesson that they're learning. So it's always like sharing.
But it's never so profound. Like, you're not. I don't feel like any of the characters, you love them enough to be like, oh, shit.
She'll learn.
Do you remember watching this?
Yes, I do. Should we crack this open? Because I think we're about to get a bit brazen here.
Like,
before we get into this, can you just tell me?
Go on.
When you've been talking to people about Rugrats, and it sounds like you and I are both doing this thing that we say, hey, we're going to be doing this Rugrats podcast, and there's a reaction.
Yeah, they just say, I love Rugrats.
Oh, Rugrats, yeah.
I think you just remember the theme tune. The theme tune's
exactly.
Great.
Exactly. I think people go,
they're loving it. Yeah, like memories, dad. And then watch an episode, sit down, watch it. It's fucking awful.
Well, we started this podcast, it was about how do these shows stand up in the cold light day. Compared to Sabrina, my God, these are just 20
minutes. But I just don't understand it at all. I don't know who it's for.
Who it's for?
It's not a kids program because it's not got any of the. It's just bizarre.
No, but is it a kids program insofar as there's lots of like mud?
Well, this car is colorful. It's mental as well. Like the when you see whenever they cut to a perspective of an of a baby looking at an adult. Mm. It's fucking mental. It's like they put a fisheye on it. Fisheye lens on top.
Yeah, they do that a lot.
It's like, wow. It's a bit like Santa's Little Helper when he listens to Bart or at least talk to him. It's like that. It's mad.
But would you want your, if you had a young toddler, would you rather they watch this or like Teletubbies?
Like, well, at least I feel like they'd understand Teletubbies. Rugrats is like an adult's TV show. It's a cartoon, but it's not funny. Like, the opening episode, which is one of the ones I watched a few of them, but even, they're all like, they deal with like, it's almost entirely from the parents' perspective. And you get these like cutaways to the kids doing stupid stuff.
Goofing around.
But it was on at like, what? It was on at like 6 or 7 o'clock at night on Nickelodeon.
I don't even know when it was. Like,
it was on Nickelodeon. At six, it was weekday.
I remember watching
it. So it went to syndication.
In reruns like Saturday morning.
Yeah, all right. So I watched it on. I've told you before, we did very well. Yeah, we did very well.
Yeah, you did very well.
We did very well. We had the satellite television coming into the house. Yeah. Nickelodeon. I remember like, they do like, you know, you get your 2 hours, you get 1 hour of.
Barney the Dinosaur.
Barney, you get 1 hour of this. But like 5, 6 o'clock, Rugrats would come on. So it's because it has that crossover of adults can watch this as well.
Ish, yeah.
No, but as an adult, I was watching it, I was like, I was thinking, I don't know what kid would enjoy this. Apart from the fact it's a cartoon.
Yeah, aside from that.
You know what I mean? Because...
Because you've got to put that to one side with Simpsons.
All the stuff
fully,
is...
That's fully
adult. It's for adults.
I think it fails on, and I'm actually going to get quite brutal here, it fails for me on all levels.
Wow.
Though I can't speak to children who are 3.
You can't speak to children.
I can't speak for them.
No.
They might watch this and go, colours, mud being thrown around, people falling over,
yeah,
bright, whatever. You know, I cannot.
No.
I think for a child that's, I can remember how I felt when I was young. I think even when I was like Angelica's age, like 5 or 6, I remember thinking, this is just...
I hated it.
Bobbins.
I didn't want to watch it. I'd be like... Oh.
It was always on before something
yes,
else.
Yes. Absolutely.
It was always... And then
absolutely.
It ended up just being always on.
I've watched for 2 hours now.
It felt... You know those bits in CITV and the BBC? It started...
It was the zap of Nickelodeon.
It... No, they're not... Mm.
Don't do...
At 3, it would start doing preschool.
Yeah.
Kind of like kiddie BBC. Mm-hmm. Baby BBC. So it would be like the Teletubby type stuff. Then at 3:30, there'll be something that's kind of getting there to being more like cool. And then 4 o'clock, you'll be getting Queen's Nose, you'll be getting your, you know, Demon Headmaster, that sort of thing. This was always in that period between 3:30 and 4, where it wasn't for Goo Goo Gaga's, but it wasn't.
It's not for Lady Gaga either.
Oh, she probably would dress as Angelica Quasley.
Yeah.
Or Chucky. I just. Didn't
what
get it then.
What the fuck is going on?
It is like a bad trip. The whole thing, like with the perspectives and the eating of dog
it's
food,
mad.
It is like a bad trip. And going back to it, you must have been having fun looking at the YouTube comments for this. If you pick any random episodes, I'm going to go to this one, which is season 6, episode 35, Wrestling Grandpa, which is, as I mentioned earlier, about grandpa wrestling. And the number of likes, one of the number of views is over 30,000.
Yeah.
They are talking. Thanks so much for putting these up. Please don't get rid of them. This episode actually reminds me of my grandfather, and he too loves Rugrats, so this is pretty special for me. I love wrestling. I watch it almost every Monday. Go Pretzel. He calls himself the Pretzler. Thank you for posting these vids of Rugrats. This show makes my childhood, which makes me feel awful because I see everyone going, I love it.
Here's some great ones from. Angelica breaks a leg.
Do it.
So this is the one where she doesn't get any attention. So she sees her... she stays up late one night and sees that an old romantic film where a woman breaks her leg and a man's like, I'll never leave you until your leg is fixed.
Right.
Right? She goes, all right, well, I'll break my leg. Fakes falling down the stairs. She's like, my leg's broken. They take her to the hospital. There's Angelica Pickle... and then somebody, Peach, this dumbass doctor, gets the x-rays mixed up. He's like, Peach, here, your leg's broken. Anyway, she just gets looked after hand and foot. Some of the comments here. I would have killed Angelica at 8 minutes 42 seconds. And then somebody's replied to her, if not kill her, I would have at least tied her down and force-fed her the chocolate pudding. If she refused to eat it, I would have poured it on her head.
Wow, that's a... Oh,
somebody's created a Google account as Angela Pickles, and they've commented, I have so many haters, but at least I have some loyal fans. And then people have replied to Angelica Pickles. Of course you do. Those who hate on you don't realize how essential you are to the franchise.
That is true. The show would be nothing without her.
Sabrina Holubova said, I love you so much because you're so sneaky. Once I had my telephone, I had to sneak in the middle of the niches. Oh my gosh. Oh my God. Angelica, what does lol mean? Angelica, let all. Then somebody else just said, I love you too!
Awesome stuff.
Ramtro Studios 2 months ago said, I've lost control of my life. All caps. Watching an episode of Rugrats. Then somebody just replied, go make chocolate pudding then.
That's good advice.
Good shout.
I've
Listen.
Got one comment here from Sabrina again. Sabrina Holubova.
She loves it. She's all over these channels.
Her message here is,
go on.
It's so boring.
No, she's flip-flopping it, Sabrina.
Thank you for taking the time to jump onto.
Now, we know it's a good TV show, or not, a popular one.
Let's hear it.
Why is that, Ali?
It's got its own Wikipedia.
It's got its own Wikipedia. Rugrats.wikia.com. 1,474 pages of wiki. And what I've discovered is that there's actually a thing you can click on where you can see when it was like last updated. And when I looked... So recently was it updated that it was crazy.
It was like 1 second, 2 seconds.
And they have like user of the month and stuff like that.
That, you know, there were Rugrats movies as well.
Yeah, but they were in the noughties.
No, well, one, the first one in 1998.
Oh.
Was the successful one.
The Rugrats movie.
Yeah. Is it Rexar, the name of the big...
Oh, yeah. But that was when they had a little brother.
Yeah, Dill came in halfway through the
season. Fuck all that. I'm not into that.
People didn't
spin-offs.
There is a thing where people, Rugrats fans, like it pre or post Dill.
Yeah, it's they call it the original series.
When then the Dill side,
and then the,
because it doesn't work because
the reboot. This is the original era and the reboot era.
But the Dill is so young.
But you know they all fell out. All the writers.
Tommy has to be older.
But they all fell out with each other.
Tell me everything.
So let me find it, because I couldn't believe it. It was like so he says, there's an episode called The Trial. After the episode of The Trial, Classica complained that the Rugrats were starting to act too old for their age. Cusper often acted as a mediator in arguments between Classica and the writers, with the writers often winning. Some of the off-screen tensions ultimately found their way into the scripts and naturally into the show. In 1993, shortly after Nick premiered the last of the original 65 episodes... So they said, give us 64 episodes of Rugrats. That's it. Production of new episodes went on hiatus, and most of the Rugrats writing team left Klasky Supo. After the first run days were over, Nick had enough episodes to show every day and did just that in 94, scheduling the show in early evening when both kids and parents would be watching. After 3 years of repeats...
3 years of repeating the same show.
The show went back into production. However, the tensions between Klasky and Supo and their former writers still existed. They had a 3-year hiatus. They couldn't... You're writing the most basic fucking television program ever.
It's so basic, and yet it's so like fucking milquetoast white bread stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everyone's watching it.
Yeah.
Like, it was a massive hit.
Yeah.
They said parents... It has to be successful enough for people to fight about it.
Yeah. They're like, I don't think Chucky should be doing this. I don't feel it's appropriate. Mental.
That's not a Chucky thing to do. But the movie, I bring up the movie because there are some wonderful moments of like, how did this happen? Because in the phenomenon stakes, it is a phenomenon. Here are some guest stars. And by the way, the robot, like Godzilla.
Yeah.
Have a Godzilla like Nicky Tate called Reptar. Reptar's the name of the guy, right?
Okay, yeah, sure.
So, and they love, they want the Reptar toys, they want the Reptar show. Anyway. Here are some guest stars on
the Rugrats movie
998. Buster Rhymes, David Spade, Whoopi Goldberg,
oh, no.
Tim Curry. In the Baby Singers musical number, the song is called This World Is Something New to Me.
Mm-hmm.
It featured such singers as Lenny Kravitz, Iggy
Getting his
Pop.
Cock and balls out. Yep, Iggy.
Patti Smith.
Oh my God.
And this one really blows my mind. Beck. What?
I mean,
on earth?
What happened?
Alongside Be Real and Gordon Gano?
Wow.
I just, did they like lose a lottery or?
Yeah, like, it's like jury service for 90s pop artists. You can go and do jury service or you can be in the Rugrats movie.
In 2000 was the Rugrats in Paris of the movie.
And then Paris is a classic place to go for a kids' TV show. Lizzie McGuire, mm-hmm. Rome. Did they go to Rome?
No, they didn't. But they did go to Africa because in 2003, nothing to do with this podcast, obviously. For a random fact, there's a crossover between Rugrats and the Wild Thornberrys.
Oh, yeah.
Called The Rugrats Go Wild. It was not a success. It just about made its money back.
Apparently, when you throw two big piles of shit together...
I liked the Wild Thornberrys.
Did you?
Yeah. I liked the voice of the guy. Yes.
Not for me, Clive.
Not for me, Clive. Yes. And also the movie came out with scratch and sniff cards.
Classic. That is a very nice thing.
Do you remember Smell-O-Vision?
I do, yeah. Do you remember Children in Need did it one year, didn't they?
Yeah, Noel's house party had it.
Yeah, I remember
that was
it.
A really big
vividly.
Moment. You, me, brother. Amazingly, in this crossover, it had the guest star of Bruce Willis. As
see like a
Spike.
That was like a dark era for Bruce Willis, though, wasn't it?
Yeah,
like post Die Hard.
But Spike is the family dog, the Pickles family
he's
dog.
He's barking.
Yeah, because the animals would talk because of Wild Thornberrys. So
oh, I see.
Yeah.
God, it's fucking awful, isn't it?
Is it though, Bruce Willis? I mean,
what are you doing, Brucey?
The full name of the mother, which is really awesome. Her full name is Diane Dee Dee Kropotkin Kerpacta.
Everyone's
Pickles.
Surname is insane.
Yeah.
Well, they're all obsessed. Well, so Diane's obsessed with the doctor, Dr. Lipschitz.
Oh, yes, Dr. Lipschitz, yeah.
Dr. Lipschitz was like the... He's like Freud, basically.
Well, it's the Good Baby Book, 1993.
Yeah, but plays such a prominent role in their lives that at some point he turns up at the house.
Is that true?
Lipschitz comes to the house. He gets into your house. He starts... There's an episode where he like babysits the kids. And it's shown that he's just terrible with the children.
Wow.
Lipschitz doesn't know what he's doing.
Oh, that's funny.
Next thing you know, he's like...
Dr. Werner Lipschitz, voiced by Tony Jay, a child psychologist.
He's like a scavenger as well, scroungers.
They commonly refer to for help.
Like, he's always trying to sponge off them. They pay him, and then he's like, oh, are you going to fish that sandwich? Like, things like that.
Wow.
Lipschitz. He's got books, television programs. You can call in, speak to him.
Phone line.
Yeah. It was like 1-900 Lipschitz.
Let me read you some amazing bits of wiki from the Rugrats wiki. Right?
Go on.
Reptar was voiced by Busta Rhymes in the Rugrats movie only. A big green dinosaur reminiscent of Godzilla. Tommy and the other Rugrats love him. Reptar products such as cars, clothes, and candy were frequently seen on the show. The babies interrupt, blah, blah, blah. Anyway.
Could you buy any?
Robo-snail. Reptar's arc enemy.
Ooh.
Robo-snail is a mechanical snail with snapping pincers. He made a special guest appearance in Rugrats in Paris. Get it? Because French? Uh-huh.
I see. Yeah.
Dactar, a big pterodactyl who fights Reptar on TV. He resembles Rodan from Godzilla. Thorg, a giant gorilla.
Oh, no.
Thorg hungry, Thorg want to eat. He's made to resemble King Kong. This stuff, I remember thinking the Godzilla pastiching was kind of cute.
Yeah.
And that was almost like of another show. It was also kind of took the mick out of Power Rangers, that sort of thing. Because the way kids just become, like we were obsessed with different toys at a time.
Yeah, well, yeah, sure.
Also the mole people were some of Reptar's arch enemies. And the mega hyperheroes, the superheroes that the babies watch on TV. They call themselves the Mega Diaper Babies.
Just stop it now.
There are
I'm
so many jokes.
I'm annoyed at
diapers.
You. I'm annoyed
full
at
diapers
you.
And
well, yeah, he's like, put it, just throw it in the. Yeah.
I remember thinking even as a kid that it was just a bit gross.
I just remember thinking, what the fuck is going on?
I Googled as I was watching maybe 7 episodes on the trot.
Yeah.
Can you guess what I Googled?
Euthanasia in Switzerland.
Why do people like Rugrats? And the top number was, and this is what made me so happy, the first response on Google.
Why?
Why do people hate Rugrats?
Oh, why do?
So the only thing that was like...
Why do you hate it? It's like you said...
Not why do you like it, but so why do you hate it?
What's your problem with it?
And it's like a list of people saying, oh yeah, but it was just so friendly. Some people like to have swear words and like...
It's like so... It's like beige. It's like so inoffensive.
But it isn't... It's.
I don't know. I feel like...
I don't know what it is.
Because I feel like we've praised a lot of like bad TV shows. It's not... It's just something about it. It's just like...
I'm happy to say...
It's like My Family.
No, My Family is
I fucking hate that TV show. Just like, shut up.
It is so beige. This is a bit kind of funkily drawn.
And it's kind of edgy as well. Like, there's lots of innuendo. Like, I mean, you can pull up lots of, like, they say some dark shit. Like,
and the adults do adult
stuff. At one point, dude, there's one episode, I found it. It was like, Grandpa Lou, he's like, rents some Reptar films for them.
Classic.
He's like, I've already watched some movies, Reptar Come Home, Reptar Redux. And he's like, and my personal favorite, Lonely Space Vixens. Aha, that's for after you go to bed. Just runs porn. And then he talks about it on a kids' TV show. It's like, what?
It's a lot like Hey Arnold. The grandpa in Hey Arnold, his head actually looks like a penis.
Yeah.
And it's just like there in the show throughout. His head looks like a penis.
Yeah, it does.
So you're just going to have to deal with that.
It's like, it's fine. Wait.
I think maybe my biggest problem with the show is that aside from the granddad and the dad, and I actually quite like the mum. So those are three people. I found every character, every Rugrat.
They're cute though. I mean, they're fun to look at.
Yeah. But I found every Rugrat annoying. They're always screaming or crying or worried.
Well,
or
they're
scared.
Babies.
Exactly. Exactly.
But I mean, like, when you look at a picture of Tommy Pickles, he's cute. Look at that.
I'm not saying he's not cute.
He's
aside
cute
from the
face.
Fact that his head is, like babies' heads are, fucking massive, and his neck is the side of a fucking...
Well, true, like, babies, though, it's like, sometimes I feel like we're all just supposed to think all babies are cute.
Well, yeah, it's genetically...
Some babies are fucking ugly as fuck. They're weird looking.
Blobs.
Alien things.
There wasn't ever any moment, because I can watch a bad show and go... Well, to be fair, Angelica's hilarious, right?
Yeah, I'd almost rather watch like a show so bad it's funny. This isn't so bad you're like, oh my god, this is insane. You're like, ugh. It just doesn't quite hit the mark. You're just like, I don't, yeah.
Also, the shows I found just ended.
Yeah. They were like,
episodes go, oh, and then, dun, 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 dun.
And like, it's so, we had to go, we went through and looked for some sort of standout episodes or whatever, watched a couple of different things. But I couldn't tell you one. When people, like you were saying, you ask people about Rugrats, they're not like, oh my God, I remember when they, you know, it's not like Friends or,
when,
you know,
yeah,
or something.
Yeah.
You know, it's not the puffy shirt, it's not the, when they play the game, you know. It's like, yeah. It's so just, I feel like it was one of those ones, because they play them back to back as well. It's like, it's just kind of like a crap blanket you put over yourself.
Here's some critics. I'm trying to get my head around it.
Here's some
critics that have said good things about it. Right?
Go on.
Jeff Jarvis, who's an American reviewer, at the time said, when The Simpsons was a segment on the Tracy Ullman show, it was just a belt joke with hip pretensions. As a series, it grew flesh and guts. It was my favorite cartoon until I discovered Nickelodeon's Rugrats, a sardonic, sly, kid's eye view of the world that skewers 30-something parents and Cosby Show kids.
Does it? Well,
so adults watched it?
Well, that's what the thing is. Like, it feels, because like, the whole time I'm watching it, I'm like, it doesn't feel like a kid show.
Zima Zarg Hammy stated,
oh yeah.
During the, oh yeah. Tell me more.
Zim zim.
During the past decade, Rugrats has evolved from a ratings powerhouse, being the number one children's show on TV, to pop icon status. It has secured a place in the heart of both kids and adults who see it from their own point of view. From Nickelodeon's producer's perspective, they said, this made the show the number one channel in the 90s.
Yes, I mean, it's huge.
Someone said it was a TV peanuts of our time.
Yeah.
I really want someone to just like hit me on the side of the head and make me get this show. Because it's not like I don't get some of it. It's not like, oh, I just don't get it at all. I get the granddad. I get the sly, sardonic side of that. But I just don't get the show. I'd rather watch The Granddad Show.
Well, yeah. I mean, The Granddad came up with some wild shit.
He's going to give me some.
He's like, he comes home, he's like, I'm back from a game of Russian roulette with the guys. Did you win, Pops? He just goes, you really don't know what Russian roulette is. What the fuck?
Dark.
There's another one. Stu, what's Stu's wife called again?
Didi.
Didi's like, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. Why on earth are you making chocolate pudding? He's like, because I've lost control of my life. Chucky's like, life is so hard, Tommy. Sometimes I think it's the hardest thing there is.
He was so depressive.
Yeah.
Everything was awful and hard and terrible. And I think some people find that cute. And I find it just like, oh, fucking grow up. Literally grow up.
Yeah. Whereas in the film, they go, they leave the kids with the grandpa. It says, I can't believe you left them with your father. It's like, the man slept through Pearl Harbor, for heaven's sake. It's like, I sounded the alarm as soon as I could. I mean, it's just...
Kids love it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I've always said the key to happiness is lowered expectations.
Oh, yeah, there were segments Chucky where again. You have obviously the older kids, and that's when you get, like, more from the character.
Yeah, get a bit more. Well, there's another one in the film, he goes, Dr. Lipschitz says it's a girl. And then okay. Didi's, and she goes, well, you know what they say, born under Venus, look for a... And then she answers her phone, she's like, hello?
So tell me, I think we've kind of tried to express ourselves as best we could about the show.
Yeah.
Because neither of us, I really hope that you would be able to say, well, you see, Ali, the reason why it worked was because of dot, dot, dot.
Well, the other thing I wanted to point out, going back to the websites, there's a, if you Google Rugrats, the first thing you get is this mental 90s like flash only website.
Oh, is this like
crazy.
It looks like the website for
if you've got a, but it's actually the Klasky Supo website. It's the creator's own like Rugrats page, which doesn't look like it's been updated
since 1993
in 20 years.
It's like Space Jam. I mean, it looks like yeah, the Space
it's,
Jam
it's
website.
It's like the Space Jam website, yeah. cooltunes2.com/Rugrats. They've got everything in here.
I discovered the other day that one of the guys that helped make the Space Jam website went on to become one of the like head execs of Warner Bros.
Really?
Like he was the part of the operation, so that's part
it's amazing
of
that
it
stuff,
still
isn't
goes.
It? It's like, yeah, I was there first.
It was yeah. Seminal stuff.
Yeah.
Like, really, really.
No one knew about it. We did it. We paid people. The one thing I did find interesting is that one of my favorite cartoons that we haven't talked about yet is Doug.
Yep.
Rugrats debuted on the same day as Doug on Nicktoons.
Is that true?
What a fucking doubleheader.
Wow, what a day.
What a seminal, day to be alive.
Seminal day for living.
It's great.
Now, your memories of the show.
And it ended in 2004 along with fellow cartoon Hey Arnold.
Did that keep
They
going
killed off Hey Arnold and Rugrats on the day. Yeah. That, I...
We need to dissect that in a few months because I think that has similar feelings
hey
for
Arnold.
Me. As I enjoyed Hey Arnold more
Hey
than
Arnold's
I did.
Funny.
Rugrats.
It's like a lot of racial jokes.
How did the show match your memories?
Well, I mean, I remember not liking it and then growing up just being confused by it.
And you're still confused by it?
Well, yeah, I don't understand why it was on Nickelodeon.
What? Because to your mind,
I guess,
was
but
what?
Then again, you know, like a Bob's Burgers or shows like that.
Yeah.
Like now, Bob's Burgers, like, oh, it's a family, it's a family show, but in my head, I remember watching it as a kids' program. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
But actually, I think Rugrats was a family program. It was on a primetime slot on Nickelodeon. It's at 5, 6 o'clock. It's dinner time. Everyone's sitting down together. Let's put on Rugrats. Eat a tea. Watch Rugrats. Is that maybe?
That must be it.
It's got to be, but it just...
It must be what? Fish fingers and peas. It was that.
Mushy peas. Have a fucking fish finger sarnie. Off we go.
Boil in a bag.
Beep, boom, bink.
So, how would you appraise it? Like, how? Bow, 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 what bow, would you give
bow,
it?
Bow. What would I give Rugrats? I do not know, Ali. I think it's kind of shit. I don't know. It feels mean to like shit on it.
Exactly.
It feels like it was good. We just didn't get it. I don't know.
Yeah, it feels like we've just got to give our response to it.
I just like shrug my shoulders at it. I don't like saying the word, the noise, but like meh. I'm like meh.
Meh. Not for me.
You know what I mean? Like you, when I said, did you say Rugrats or did I say Rugrats?
I think I said Rugrats because I think...
And you were like, I fucking hate Rugrats.
We have to do Rugrats because it is like... It's Rugrats. What people think of our podcast.
Yeah.
Like Rugrats is such like a none more 90s
Whoa,
show.
People are going to see this come in the feed. They're going to lose their minds.
They'll go like, oh my God, I love it. And then we'll be like, oh, we don't get it.
Yeah, and then maybe... Well, look, if you disagree, if you think Rugrats is amazing, tweet at us at 1990s Podcast. Email us, 1990spodcast@gmail.com. Do what you want.
Can I give you some trivia
Facebook
facts
us
from IMDb?
Go on.
A running gag in the show is that the babies say Bod instead of God. For example, a baby is a gift from Bod.
I mean, define running gag.
Oh.
Okay. I think the writers used to copy and paste a lot.
Cheryl Chase had trouble portraying a mean Angelica.
Yeah, I knew that.
To help again the character... Writer Steve Vixen told Chase that Angelica was J.R. Ewing. Gross. The five names Aunt Miriam mistakenly calls Dee Dee. Oh, yeah, I remember that character. Dee Dee's kind of a bit put upon. She gets accidentally called Dolly, Sally, Callie, Ginny, Phoebe, and Fifi. See, that's humor, that is.
It's funny. I told you about the conspiracy theory about it.
Oh, yeah.
The dark. Let's end it near on this. So none of the babies in Rugrats actually exist.
Whoa.
But they are all instead figments of Angelica's imagination as a result of her parents' negligence.
That makes a lot of sense. We talked about just that.
Chucky died with his mother, which explains how much of a nervous wreck his father is. Tommy was a stillborn baby, which explains why his father, Stu, was always in the basement making toys for the son he never had.
Oh my God.
Finally, the DeVilles had an abortion. To compensate for not knowing the sex of the baby, Angelica invented twins in her head, one boy and one girl. What the fuck?
Whoa.
What are you going to give it out of 1,990, Ali? Look how upset you are. You're slouching on your sofa.
I'm going to give it an injection.
Ellipshits.
We both agreed it's impossible to give a number to because it's just we just don't get it. But anyway, I'm going to give it a number. Out of 1,990.
Yeah.
Oh my God, what do I give this show? I think this might be the show I've least enjoyed watching.
Really? I made you watch Teen Angel. I made you watch Singled Out.
I did hate Singled Out.
What did you give Singled Out? You were like 700.
Like 700, yeah. I'm going to give this... 843.
Whoa! I'm going to give it 1,100.
Oh, whoa. Now, you know exactly what the number is after I go.
I had it in my head. I was like, give it over 1,000.
I just couldn't enjoy it. I couldn't enjoy it.
Gets half marks.
It doesn't work. I would never, if it was ever on TV, on TV,
yeah.
Would I watch it?
Never. I don't know.
But I appreciate that there was some sly, sardonic stuff to it. I will admit that.
It just, yeah.
And it's better than Teletubbies. I am saying that.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's...
It's
a shame. Like, I feel like it was... If it was now, you know what I mean? Like...
I'm just confused.
It's smart. It is smart, but I just remember being like, why? I don't get this. It's really colourful, but...
Who or what is it for? Honestly,
yeah.
I know we say this a lot, like, please let us know how you feel. But genuinely...
If you love Rugrats...
Please just...
Explain yourself.
And don't just say, because it's great. I really want like,
listen,
kind of like
go to
a double tweeter on this.
Yeah,
show.
Give us that. Put it in parentheses at the end. One of two.
Yeah.
And then tweet again. It's two of two.
Because by rights, if we're doing a podcast about how 99's TV shows are great... And
yeah, they are great. There's a lot of great shows.
We don't.
No.
I'm standing up now because
I've got
so
late.
Much.
You've eaten so much.
Because I mean it so much.
Oh, you mean it. I thought you've eaten so much.
Because I've eaten a reptile burger.
No.
Now I'm voted.
Toys.
I can't believe you gave it over 1,000. You made
it. Well, what did I give Singled Out?
single digits.
But I mean, what the overriding? Let's understand something. Make it very clear. I have a terrible taste. But I did. It made me laugh sometimes, and the grandpa alone, just like it's like some. You know, we talk. I love the ideas. The writers arguing about it.
Oh,
the
too.
Guy that was in charge of writing grandpa's jokes. Just like
that's
just,
not what Grandpa would do.
Just like drunk, turns up late every day. He's like, "Fuck, I want."
I've got a joke where he pisses
himself. I want it to be right on Seinfeld. Like, what the fuck happened? I was on SNL. I tried out for SNL. Didn't quite make it. I'm in Orlando, Florida. It's hot.
A gig's a gig.
A gig's a gig. What the fuck happened?
I've got to pay the rent. I mean, I'm homeless, but I've got to pay the rent.
Exactly. Yeah. Wow.
I think we've discovered it's not for us.
Yeah.
What a great way to kick off season three.
Season three, Rugrats. You probably all thought, yes! We've come on it like a ton of bricks. A lip shits bricks.
It's a no from me, Bob.
You're going to go? No. Wow. Where to go from here?
I'm thinking we need to do a Brit, then an American.
Interestingly,
Brit, then American.
Though, that's good. Interestingly, no one had suggested this to us.
That's a very good
one. We always ask for suggestions, and then we never do the show that they suggest.
And then I come up like a bright spark with, what if, yeah.
Because I was like, oh, we should do Rosie and Jim.
Oh my God.
I love Rosie and
kill
Jim.
Kill me now.
Rosie and Jim's great.
They're both absolute.
No, it's great. Oh well.
I don't really want to do any show where one of the characters is made of wood.
I mean, you could say that a lot about some of the acting, am I right? Hey, baby!
Oh, wait till we get to the Queen's Bank. I was thinking we need to do... Did you see that link I sent around? Because, by the way, spoiler alert, guys.
I posted it and then I misquoted it.
Our friends, right? Our group of friends are going to go to the Crystal Maze friends, experience really. When we're doing the Crystal Maze.
Oh,
thing,
yeah.
London recreating Crystal Maze, right? So, I found... randomly that the Maid Marian show, you know, Maid Marian and Merry Men had Danny John Jules in it and Baldrick off Blackadder in it.
Holy shit.
They had like a 4-minute bit where they recreated and took the mick out of Crystal Maze.
Okay.
So I wonder whether we should either do the Crystal Maze, which would be a cracking show to do, or Maid Marian and Merry Men.
Crystal Maze would be great to do.
I think we should do the Crystal Maze.
Yeah. Let's do that.
Or Fort Boyard, but maybe that's a bit too 2000s.
Fort Boyard, yeah. It's too low. There's a lot of little people in that.
Yeah, and you go off on one when you see them.
Yeah.
So, ladies and gents, thank you so much for listening.
Welcome back to third season. I mean, if I feel like every season, just less and less people listen.
That's not true.
No?
We've doubled.
We've doubled, quadrupled.
To
it's been good.
People. No, honestly, thank you for listening. We do
thank
really appreciate
you for listening.
It.
Check out a lot of Ali's listicles that he now writes in his...
I do a bit, yeah. Do a bit. The thing is, I've always been writing listicles, but now I'm writing them every day.
Oh, how does that make you feel?
I mean, numerous.
Made you hate regrets.
Like, I'm feeling more counted.
I like
than
that.
I do
we post that one about the CBBC. That was good. I like that.
Yeah, just so you guys know, like you can find it on my Twitter feed, but basically,
I retweeted it as well on the part
off
of
the 90s. Back of the fact that CBBC is now 30 years old.
That's crazy.
Absolutely nuts. Ed the Duck is now reappearing on TV.
Gordon the Gopher is back
as well. On TV.
Philip just remembered.
He's getting more press than he's got in years.
Well.
So, in honor of 30 years of CBBC,
my mum used to tweet Schofield a lot.
Off. Yeah, we must. We need to. I wrote this piece which was like The Office. I went on The Office and did what were your favourite shows and got them to write about it and kind of corralled together this piece which was just what is the best show. And I must say, going back to Chuckle Vision, oh, I loved it. There was some really.
Now, there we go. That's where you and I will differ because I fucking hated Chuckle Vision.
I think. There's a show where I remember liking it, and I bet if I went back,
I'd
pull my
earth.
Eyes out. But here's a terrible joke for you, maybe to sign off.
Go on.
Because there is a blog, which if we did do the show, I'd bring up a lot, which is just Chuckle Vision jokes, which is terrible jokes. Not from Chuckle Vision, but about Chuckle Vision.
Right.
So here's one. Did you hear Chuckle Brothers recently won Derby's longest sheep contest?
I didn't know.
Well, you know, they won it with a 2 meter U.
Well, on that note, I've been Ross Drummond.
I've been Ali Plum.
You stay with you, bitches. This is 1990s Problems.
We love you.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.